There you go. Okay. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Recently Retired Episode 3, where we... Okay, 3? We're holding up 3 in the camera for those listening.
Hey, Ball.
We are talking about burnout. Are we going to talk a little bit about mental health struggles as well? Or
Yeah.
I mean, they kind of go in tandem.
Everything that goes hand in hand.
Yeah, they definitely go in tandem. So we're going to be talking a little bit about our experiences from burnout, maybe friends or family that have experienced burnout, and just kind of our thoughts, opinions, experiences on burnout. And we also did a little bit of research, and as a soon-to-be social worker myself, we also know a lot about burnout and like mental health fields and just human service fields in general.
Yep, definitely.
Do you, every time we start a session, you just say nothing after I talk?
Well, you talk for like 4 minutes. I'm like, I don't know what you want me to say.
Say.
Fine.
Okay. Well, you could just add some quality info. That'd be nice.
Okay. Well, let's get right into it. Have you ever felt burnt out and why? Tori?
Wow, Olivia, that's such a good question. I guess our viewers were not thinking you'd ask that.
Yeah. You're welcome.
I have definitely felt burnout.
Really? When?
I know.
Tell me.
Okay. Now I feel like definitely going through my recoveries, like from injury, I definitely experienced burnout through those. So like, it's the same thing every day. And for those of you experiencing an injury or who have experienced an injury in the past, I'm sure you can relate to this, but like, it's just so like, sometimes just flat out miserable, like to have to go into treatment and to watch all your teammates play and have fun and laugh and do all these things while you're kind of just going into treatment, getting like, just like your body, like you're doing cupping and Graston, and it's like, it's a lot.
Do you want to explain those?
Yeah. Cupping is like those little cups. I know sometimes if you watch sports, like Michael Phelps had like those little bruises on his back and the shape of it, in the shape of a circle. And it's really just like it kind of sucks your skin up into the cup and then releases it. So really to like release tension. So a lot of times they would do it on my IT band for my knee or like my calves or hamstrings. And then Graston is like a metal tool that scrapes. So again, to relieve like some of those tense muscle. Anyways, so yeah, so it's like your kind of body's getting torn apart and you're exhausted mentally, physically. And I just felt like sometimes I was just like, I'm done. Like, I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah.
And it just, it's hard because like in the moment you don't see kind of the end result sometimes. It's really hard to look forward to the future when you're really just trying to pick your leg up from the table.
Right.
But like definitely I think the ways that I coped with my burnout was really seeing like so many times I visualized like me because I knew I wasn't going to start my first game back. So I envisioned myself coming on from half field. And just like every time I was running or like, you know, really doing something challenging, I would just picture that. And that really helped me get through. And then I just relied on like friends and family and had their support of like, you know, if I'm having a bad day, good day, just like that it's okay. But like getting through burnout is really tough.
Yeah. So what if someone doesn't have like the support system or friends or family that you had? What would you say to them?
I would say like
they were experiencing something similar to you.
I would say like your trainers who you're with like a lot throughout the day, like if you don't feel supported by them, like you can always switch. Right. You know, if you're going to physical therapy or you're on a soccer team and you're athletic trainer, like, yeah, you may not be able to switch right away, but you can find other people in that facility or building or location that you can turn to and talk to. And I just think it's really important to not bottle up your feelings and keep them in and don't tell anybody about them. So whether you have to tell like a friend or somebody in that building or if you honestly go to therapy, I know sometimes it's really expensive, but if you're at a college, I'm sure they have a college counseling center. But I think just not holding back your feelings about things is really important. So even finding an outlet in the people that you do trust in your life and, you know, not having that huge support system that you can lean on can be really, really hard. So finding, even if it's just one person that you can trust and just, you know, ask them to just sit with you and listen while you vent. But
yeah, that's good advice.
Yeah, I mean, it's really tough to be in those situations without that support system. So I think seeking that out sometimes, as hard as it might be, can be really beneficial to you. But it's, you know, it's hard when you're just feeling exhausted and burnt out and you don't want to keep going. How do you get that spark to keep going? And again, I think we talk about this a lot. It's like, you have to really love what you're doing. Because sometimes, you know, in the case of burnout, like, it's okay to leave that setting and that situation, whether it's work or a team environment. Like, it's okay to leave if it's not benefiting you. But if it's something you really love and want to get back to, I think it's worth it to explore why you're feeling burnout and look into ways to kind of help that feeling.
Yeah, definitely.
How about you, though? Is there any times you felt burnout? The perfect Libby role?
Since I'm so perfect, it's hard. But honestly, I wouldn't say I necessarily felt burnout about playing throughout college, probably up until now, after I just played my first pro season over in Iceland. Now I'm starting to feel the burnout more. Mm-hmm. But going through, like, childhood, high school, college, like, I would never say I felt burnout from the sport itself, but I just felt burnout from, like, my routine. Mm. Like, I was just, like, getting up, going to practice, going to class, homework, study hall, like, whatever the case was. But I think, like, I was ready for all my breaks that game.
Yeah.
And I think burning out from just, like, we talked about doing the same thing over and over. And then also, like, I would say, like, fitness. Like, I absolutely hate running. Like, I despise it. So I think, like, in the winter on the treadmills and stuff, or over summer when it was just me training, I was just like, no.
Yeah.
Like, I would definitely get burnout from that. But other than that, like, I would say it was more specific to, like, either running or just, like, my routine in general.
Yeah, I think that's really important to explore, too. Like, when you were feeling so burnt out, like, the end of a semester, say, like, after the fall or the spring, like, how do you recommend that people take those breaks, those winter and summer kind of semesters off? Like, I know you were somebody who likes to do something little every day, but, like, how would you suggest people go about those breaks? Because I know some people are super worried about fitness, and some people think they need to work out really hard every day. Some people are like, I want to take a really long break. Like, mm-hmm. Do you want to explore that a little?
Yeah, so basically, I always usually just took a week off, like, one full week. Like, after the season, one full week off, and then after each break, like, a full week of nothing. Like, maybe walks. But I never, like, ran, worked out, touched a soccer ball, like, took a week off. And I think everyone doesn't always have the leisure, like, in the workforce if, like, you don't play a sport. Right. But, like, taking a big chunk of time and just stepping away, I think, can really get you more motivated to go back and want to do it. Because, like, you feel like sleep, eat whatever you want, hang out, and then you're like, okay, I'm ready. Like, I think that's what I did, at least, and that's what I would recommend, is just, like, taking that break. And if you need more time, like, take more time. But usually with work or soccer, like, you have to get back to something. You need to be prepared. So I think it's, like, finding that balance after, like, your break of still taking that break, but being prepared is definitely challenging.
Yeah. And I think that's, I mean, a lot of people are feeling burnt out at the end of semesters, and then they feel like they need to force themselves to mm-hmm. continue to fight through that over winter break. But I think it's really important to, yeah, take that week off or take mm-hmm. that time off and really connect back to, like, the things that you find enjoyment in and you, like, feel just, like, happier and more relaxed in. Because I feel like sometimes you get done with a semester and you're like, well, back to work already. Like, mm-hmm. it's okay to enjoy just hanging out with family, watching movies, binge watching your favorite show. Like, now that you don't have homework or, you know, you don't have to be at practice or study hall, like, take that time to reconnect with the things that made you happy. Like, for me, it's reading. Mm-hmm. Like, during my breaks, I love. I'm so smart. Yeah, it's not all smart, but.
Mine is.
Yeah. But I think, like, connecting back to that when I'm done with my semesters and just diving into good books and just doing that, it really helps my burnout of, like, you know, with school and soccer and all of that, like, mental challenges. Like, that grounds me and connects me back to, like, the things I enjoy. And then in turn, helps me feel a little more motivated to do the things that are harder, like running and stuff like that. Yeah,
it's kind of like that escaping from reality.
Yeah.
Like reading movies, like whatever, if you're feeling like your reality and what you're going through is too much, like how can you, what helps you like escape that and like makes you just not have to think about what you're doing? Because like as soon as something ended, like you could get anxiety and stuff about like, oh my God, like, oh, I only have 4 weeks of break. Like, that's going to go like this.
Mm-hmm.
But instead, like, yeah, take something that kind of takes you out of reality and, like, makes you actually enjoy the time that you're doing.
Yeah. And also, like, take it for some, like, self-exploration time. Like, explore what you want in a potential career when you're done. Like, mm-hmm. explore what makes you happy that's not your sport. Like, explore those things, whether that, you know, and it doesn't have to be exhausting, but, you know, just doing some, a little bit of research or finding like what does
research.
Yeah. On what? Like potential careers.
Oh, I think like that's what you should do in your free time.
Oh, absolutely not.
Go research.
No, I think just like, you know, just using the time when you're not super busy to benefit you in the future can also help like reduce stress of like,
oh yeah,
being a little more prepared towards that and things like that. And I think too, yeah, digging into what makes you happy, like looking internally, you know, what is it that brings you joy and comfort when you're not playing or when you're not at school or when you don't have a big group of friends around you? Because that's not reality. Like that, those college years and high school years when you have so many friends around you, like, yes, you're going to have friends throughout your life, but it's never going to be you're all living in the same town with not a ton of responsibility and things mm-hmm. to do. So enjoy those as much as you can, but start to find out what can bring you joy outside of that.
Yeah, I agree. I just think like it's just a hard topic because it's so different for everyone at every single different time, like stages in your life. Like
mm-hmm.
sometimes you're like, you're feeling amazing. And then the next day you can feel burnout and then you can feel amazing again. Like I feel like sometimes it's so day to day basis and not just like at the end of things or so. Yeah, I guess what would your advice be like if when you're in the middle of a semester, like, and you're just feeling like super burnout and shitty? Like,
yeah,
what would you do? I think I would communicate it to my coaches or to my teammates and just let them know, like, hey, I'm not feeling my best right now. I'm feeling pretty burnt out, pretty tired, mm-hmm. you know, class and everything. Because if you, like, people aren't mind readers. Yeah. Like, people can just be like, oh, Tori's being a bitch today.
And yeah, it's like, if I don't communicate to them that I'm having a challenging time right now, feeling burnt out and stressed, how are they going to know how to support me? How are they going to know how to, you know, handle me with a little extra care that mm-hmm. day? And I think it's important to just communicate that to the people around you, the people in your corner, the people who want the best for you. But in those situations, you may not react very kindly to because you're in those high stress,
yeah,
burnt out experiences.
I also think that's just like, it is so much easier said than done. Like, oh, hey, coach, not feeling yeah. good today. Like, be nice.
Yeah.
But like, that's obviously like not the reality. And like, you don't ever want people in a position of power or just someone that you respect to think that you're not doing well. But I think it's more of like if something happens, like I wouldn't say like when you're feeling burnout or struggling, you don't need to like go and say something like then. I think it's like letting them know once something happens, like this may like if that triggered something, like don't be afraid to be like, hey, sorry, like this is what's happening.
Yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, you don't need to say it. I mean, some people may like to, as soon as they feel it, communicate that because they might have that relationship with their coach.
Yeah.
And I think that's amazing if they do. But if you don't, I don't think it's, you know, you have to go to your coach and say, hey, I'm burnt out and I want a break from sport or I need a break from my teammates. You can also just say like, hey, just not having the best week. Like, I don't know, just take it easy or take it light or like, and again, that's easier said than done too. But I think it doesn't have to be so direct, like, I'm feeling this. You can just say, like, you're not in the best mood today and yeah. leave it at that.
I mean, yeah. It's just, like, you just want people, you don't want people to, like, think of you less than, and a lot of people will.
Yeah.
Like, I think, again, like, we've been very privileged with the fact that, like, we've been able to do that, and we feel comfortable doing that with people that we respect and have in positions of power, but a lot of people don't have that.
Yeah, but I also think it's part of ending the stigma is continuing to communicate about burnout, about feeling stressed, about feeling exhausted, about mm-hmm. needing a little extra care and support during certain times of the year. And it's okay because, you know, sometimes there's memories of things that come up, like yearly anniversaries of, you know, people passing or things like that. And it's okay to remind people of that. And I know not everybody feels comfortable, but I challenge people, if they do feel comfortable, to communicate it, because that's a part of ending the stigma about, you know, life is hard sometimes. And it's okay to say, I'm burnt out. I am stressed. I need a little help. That doesn't mean I'm going to quit. It doesn't mean I'm going to stop. It doesn't mean I'm going to give up. It just means I need a little extra time.
Yeah. And I think that's great advice. It's just like we said, we need more people in leadership roles
that
are okay with that and feel comfortable. So I guess like if you don't have that type of support, like my advice would be like, just use your other resources. Like on if you're in college on campus, if you're in high school, like in school, whatever. Mm-hmm. Like there is so many resources available that people do not use, including mm-hmm. myself. Like looking back through school and college, like there's so many things that I could have got help for, like for free, even just career advice or therapy or whatever the case may be. Like use your resources. Like it's free and it will help. And there's no reason not to give it a try. Like it might not work out,
but
try it. And there is just so many things available if you're going through anything or if you're feeling like you don't want to do it anymore. So
I think that's really important to talk about because there are people there to help. And again, we did not use our resources, and mainly because we were just lazy. Like we just didn't want to leave our house. Once we got home, we were tired, we were exhausted. Now Zoom is a huge option. So utilize Zoom if you can, or if you can really try to push yourself to, you know, if you're already out on campus or if you're already in school, to use the resources then. So that way you're not like going home and like settling in and leaving. Mm-hmm. But I think, those resources, again, once you're done with college, they're not there anymore. Like you're going to have to pay for them. You're going to have to seek them out yourself. When you're on a college campus or in a high school, like they're built in for you. So use them. And I think it's so important to talk about that because I feel like at Binghamton, our like coaches, like we were aware of the resources, but they never really talked about how important it was to use them.
I feel like it was always just like thrown in our face, like resources. There's so much. Like, but like where, what, when type how, thing. Yeah. Like I think if it was more like there was links to things, there was links to articles, links to this. Like I feel like I probably would have used more. I'm not saying that that's not my fault because I could have just done the research.
Right.
But I feel like it's just like, oh, everyone's struggling with mental health. Like, we have all these resources on campus. Like, thanks, but I think a little bit of push in the right direction can be helpful. But either way, if you're not getting that push, like, go out and seek it. Because even if you're doing, like, amazing, but you just, like Tori was saying, if you don't know what you want to do after graduation that's stressing you out now, like, go see what you can do about that. Like, there's so much out there that can be helpful.
Yeah. Definitely. I think too, burnout is such a interesting topic to talk about because it can happen at so many different phases in your life and it's so challenging to focus on and it has so many different stages. Like, you know, sometimes you may feel like alone mm-hmm. and away from your teammates or away from, you know, people in your life that you love. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, going back to like when we were kids and stuff or high school area, like, yeah, did you feel burnout then? And if so, what did you do? Or did you see someone feeling burnout? And what did that look like? And did you help them?
That was a loaded question, mama.
Basically just, anything like that.
Yeah, I feel like since I'm kind of a type A person, I like to, like, do things a lot and, like, make sure, like, everything's done and prepared. And I feel like a big...
Debatable.
Okay.
Highly debatable.
Okay, debate it then.
Debate it? You want to have things done? Mm-hmm. And you like to have things prepared? I had to force you to do work all through college.
Not now.
I'm talking, I ask about college?
Undergrad, I got stuff done. I got my stuff done.
Like 2 minutes before the deadline. Anyways. So I don't know what you're talking like. You're like to be prepared.
I do.
You're delusional then.
Call it what you want it.
Anyways, whatever Libby says.
I know I'm right. And
I can literally ask Grace for backup.
Grace always sides with you because she's a brat.
Because I'm right.
No, you guys blow things out of proportion.
No, we never have done that.
Smirk. I'm going to be smirking for those of you listening. Anyways, back to that. I feel like so many athletes, like you say in high school, like you get up at what, 7 a.m.? Have to be at school by 7:40, and you get done at 3:30. It when it's high school ball, like you have practice after, and then you have homework after, and then you go to sleep. But when it's club, like you go home, get your homework done, then you have practice 8 to 10, and then you come home, and then you shower, and then you eat, and it's back. It's like this huge circle of like just never having downtime.
Cycle, you mean?
Circle, cycle. Tomato, tomato. And it's so easy to get burnt out when you're not. Like, if you can't be okay, like, relaxing. Like, if you always have to be doing something and always have to, like, get stuff done that's ahead in the future. So I think it's important to be able to sit in some of the, like, say you have homework to do. Like, it's okay to not get it done right in that moment. It's okay to take time for yourself. I'm taking my own advice here.
Good. As you should be.
So, again, I think, like, in high school, like, I just wanted to like get my homework done out of the way, things like that. But sometimes like it's okay if I wanted to just like go to sleep early and actually get a full 8 to 10 hours of sleep. And we traveled a lot. We drove, you know, to tournaments and things like that. And we just I was, you know, doing stuff in the car, like homework or whatever. So
that didn't really answer any of my questions, but thank you for that.
It was so loaded. Maybe piece it down for me.
Piece it down or break it down?
Piece it down. Break it down.
What is with the singing and the rapping? Like, can we cut this?
No.
It's embarrassing. Like, you're 23. Stop.
I'm Cynthia Erivo.
Anyway, I asked multiple questions and you, I don't think you answered one. Like, it was, you go, oh, loaded, then answer one.
Piece it down for me.
Don't touch me. I asked, like, in childhood, if you ever felt, like, burnout, or if you saw someone, how did you deal with that? Or how did you help someone? And you started talking about...
Help someone today! Please go watch Paul Blart, too, if you haven't.
He's so underrated.
So underrated.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, how did I help somebody?
Just maybe you should ask me your question.
No. Yes. How did you help somebody who was experiencing burnout?
Well, I feel like a lot of our teammates, like in high school and playing for club, which was like our travel team, like ended up quitting and like the middle of high school. So like there's not much that you can do, but I think, you know, if people are on the border about things and feeling burnout and stuff, like, there's not much that you can do, really. Like, if you fall out of love with something and it doesn't make you happy anymore, then I feel like you shouldn't do it. But I think there was a couple of our friends who, like, really, really loved it and wanted to, but, like, they just felt like the coach was not paying attention to them, like, not giving them the help they needed. And so I felt like I helped with that by just, like, you know, trying to help them myself, like trying to bring the fun into practice and just being like, you can't like control what you can control. Mm-hmm. And I think that's kind of a thing in college as well that we experience with like, again, a lot of our teammates, you know, if you're not seeing the field for all the games in the fall and then you don't have another game until another year, like how are you motivating yourself? And I think it's important to just know and help your teammates through things in the way of, it's okay to not feel so motivated right now, but like you love it. This is your passion. Like do everything that you can do and I'll stay after practice with you. Like I'll get extra touches in the gym or get extra lifts in, whatever it can be, but just offering them the option of working with them and working hard and not giving up and just like knowing that you support them unconditionally, no matter what the coaches think of them, I think is super important.
Yeah. So definitely really good at stuff right there.
Yeah, see, that's called answering a question when someone asks.
No, but what something you said kind of sparked something. Like, I feel like a lot of our teammates had different, like, things they enjoyed. Like, some people really loved futsal. Some people really loved lifting. Some people really liked running. Mm-hmm. And so really, like, when you're feeling kind of burnout and stress, like, tap into those things that you do enjoy.
Yeah.
So, like, really focus, like, you know, get in extra lifts or do more running or, like, try to, like, get some people to play futsal or soccer, tennis or something that you enjoy, especially in the springtime when, like, there's not a ton going on. Mm-hmm. And really tapping into those things, because if you only focus on the negative is going to get worse.
Yeah, like, we had, like, running Tuesdays, and it's, like, everyone dreaded Tuesdays all week. It's, like, why don't we just start looking forward to, like, things we do, like, instead of constantly being, like, 3 days till running, 2 days till running. Like, that just
the countdown, puts yeah.
such a negative vibe on things, and, like, it helps burnout grow, for sure.
Yeah, so it's, like, if you really love lifting, like, continue to, you know, do more lifts or stay longer or... mm-hmm. just find the joy in those things, and that can kind of help shift your mindset too. It's like focusing on the positive things that you do.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I feel like we should also talk a little bit about the stages of burnout.
I took a screenshot
of the stages of burnout. So feeling overwhelmed is like the first stage. Mm-hmm. So like just a lot going on your mind. Yeah. So like,
and I feel like that is just everywhere in every yeah. single stage of our lives, of everyone's lives.
Yeah. So talk to me when like a time you felt like overwhelmed.
So many.
But like, or like pessimistic about something.
Yeah, I think like say in college it would probably be like finals week. So it was like you are just finishing up like soccer, you have like end of the year meetings, you have captain's meetings,
banquet maybe.
You have yeah, like maybe a banquet to prepare for, and you're studying for your tests, you're writing final papers and all that. And so yeah. you're just like feeling super like overwhelmed. You're like, how am I going to get all this stuff done? What are my grades going to look like? What are my coaches going to say in my meetings? So I just feel like that was a first stage. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Being overwhelmed. Just like, yeah, a lot of different things coming at you at once and not enjoying what you're doing.
Yeah. I think that too. Happens in life again, too, like in work and family situations, like things can just be so overwhelming. Like when you're living with other people, like just not taking that space to yourself. So I think what I would advise people like in those situations is to just take time to yourself, like a little self-care.
Well, that's actually the next stage.
Oh my goodness, yeah. I'm so smart.
Is neglecting self-care.
Yeah.
So like, you know, your trouble sleeping, basic needs, like eating, socializing, things like that. Like the loneliness epidemic is huge right now. Like get out, socialize, be with people. And like neglecting self-care also can be like just going through the motions. So like, yeah, like you said, all those things you were overwhelmed about and had to do, you just like put your head down and did because you had to. Mm-hmm. And like, yes, you do have to get those things done. But if you're doing that while neglecting self-care and prioritizing sleep and food and socializing, that's where you can get this burnout continues to spiral.
Yeah. And I think it's like really hard to prioritize like self-care in those times because you feel like you have no time, and every time you're not doing something that you should be doing, you're like, mm-hmm. Why I can't be wasting time, like I'm wasting precious time, blah blah blah. So I think, I don't know, like I always prioritize sleep, like that was kind of like my thing and kind of ours in general, was like we're getting our sleep no matter what, like right. I don't care if it's done, I'm getting my sleep. And I think some people can relate to that, other people can't, but I think like at least try to pick like one self-care thing, like if it's like taking your 30-minute shower, your 30-minute everything shower, if it's mm-hmm. getting your 8 hours of sleep, if it's like cooking a nice meal that night, like prioritize one thing that you can do during that time that you're feeling overwhelmed and then stick to that. Yeah. And then at least you can be like, okay, I've got one thing that will calm you down, like doing something that feels comfortable, something that you know will make you feel better, and then go from there.
Yeah. And once you find that like one or two things, like make it a routine, mm-hmm. consistently do it, incorporate it into your schedule. And you're going to start feeling yourself feel less burnout if you incorporate those daily.
Yeah, into routines like, are yeah. so hard, though.
Cry me a river, Livy.
They are, like, especially, like, when you're going through, like, college or other things or high school, it's like, your day's changing every single day. It's like, well, I'm going to make this meal at this time, and then something comes up every yeah. single time. Like, I think prioritizing it and making a routine is so important, like, but it is very hard. So do you have advice on how to stick to a routine?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like, again, like we said, finding those one or two things and not creating certain times that you do them, but mm-hmm. just making sure you do them, so you don't have to set certain times, but ensuring that you do them. And even whether that's having like something on your phone, like notes, checklist, or sticky note by your bed, or something like that, that you can cross off manually, or you can exit out of on your phone, or cross out on your notes app, something like that to remind you to do them too. Because I talked with a lot of people about this, is like, even if you don't do them, seeing it there, being like, dang, I should have done that, is a good reminder in itself.
Yeah. And I think, like, when you're starting to feel burnout and you need to, like, take a step back, like, I've always noticed, like, setting things up first by going, like, 2 days a week, I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
And the following week, okay, 3 days a week, I'm going to go for a walk outside. And then sticking to 3 days for a couple weeks, and then trying, you know what I mean? Like, I think so many people, especially when you're feeling like burnt out and stuff, is like, okay, I'm going to do this every single day for this amount of time, and then you never do it, and then you feel even more like shit.
Right.
So it's like, don't set these unrealistic expectations for yourself, because that just makes you feel worse. It's just like setting out little things for you to accomplish, and then accomplishing those, that makes you feel good, and then building on that.
Yeah. And I would challenge everybody listening to, like, look up SMART goals. Like, specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and timely. Mm-hmm. So, like, finding out, like, how you can create SMART goals. Because, again, like you said, people just, like, super unrealistic goals from themselves, or they can't be done in the time that they want them done, or they're not realistic,
mm-hmm.
Or specific. Like, being specific is important. So I think I would challenge everybody to look into those, too, if you're starting to feel burnout and trying to create goals for yourself.
And then, like, going into the mental health side of things, like, what would you say to girls or anyone kind of growing up in sports, outside of sports, like, if they're dealing with mental health stuff, like, what should they do?
Yeah, I mean, it's really hard, and it's so common now to struggle because of social media and COVID and some of the other aspects playing into our world today, body image, and just these challenges that, you know, young girls and boys are facing today. And I would really just, you know, challenge people to communicate with their loved ones and communicate with each other. Like, be a support, open that conversation. And it doesn't always have to be like, are you struggling with your mental health? It can just be like, how are you doing really? Like, how are you really doing today?
Yeah.
And just opening up that honest space. And then, you know, once you create that space, it can only grow more. Like, you can connect to resources. You can, you know, maybe get parents involved or friends involved or siblings involved, whatever the case is. But it's like, you know, mental health struggles are real and they're important and they need to be taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
And I think as female athletes, we need to support one another and we need to not judge one another.
Yeah, definitely.
And I think it's really important to create that space for teammates and even coaches and even staff to be able to say, like, I'm not okay today, and that's okay. Like, it's gonna be fine, but I am, you know, I need some time off and I'm gonna be okay. But just being there for your teammates, being there for yourself, and, you know, tapping, I think also too, when you're struggling with some things, tapping into your strengths. What are you good at? What, you know, can you do for yourself?
Mm-hmm.
And not always looking at some of, like, the negative things that you can't do, or, like, you're having a hard time with at the moment.
Yeah. Awesome. Awesome advice.
Yeah. And I feel like, you know, we've experienced, as, you know, recently retired Division I athletes, like, a lot of people we've, you know, been with, I've experienced mental health struggles. I think everybody goes through stuff. And mm-hmm. I think also, like, self-care is such a term that's thrown around now. Like, oh, have a bubble bath with a glass of wine. Like, no, self-care is everyday steps to ensure you're feeling good and healthy and strong and confident that you can incorporate.
Yeah.
So, and I feel like, to another stage of burnout is, like, distancing yourself from those people mm-hmm. and distancing yourself from, like, the things that make you feel good. So how to avoid that in burnout is, you know, trying to dive more into that. So again, communicating with people, surrounding yourself with others, and mm-hmm. just talking about it.
Yeah, definitely.
Are you feeling burnt out from this podcast right now?
No, you're talking a lot.
Well, let me give you the floor here.
No, it's fine. I'm just trying to stay locked in.
Okay. Well, you don't look locked in.
Oh, I'm locked in. I'm locked in, maybe.
All right.
Just to feel like you need to talk to our audience more.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like, a lot of people listening aren't going to see that I'm looking at you, not the camera.
Well, we're doing the video as well.
hi guys.
Yeah, like talk to them.
Okay. But yeah, I think people listening who are experiencing burnout or like who haven't and may in the future, like please, you know, use your support system, communicate, you know.
Yeah. I mean, I just feel like it's going to come and go in waves. And I feel like recognizing it is so important. Like so many times, like even I was like, like this isn't mental health. Yeah. This is just me being like tired, but maybe it is like recognizing that like it's okay not to be okay. And I think that's a big phrase that we say, which is great and everything. But like realizing that like what burnout feels like to you, recognizing those symptoms and then start to counteract it. Cause like, I feel like sometimes when you fall into those like holes and zones, like it's so hard to get yourself out of. So if you start to like feel yourself going into those, like we talked about like towards the end of a semester or like after a big long like work week, whatever it may be, like start recognizing that and then start taking those steps immediately to like fix it and go forward. Cause burnout is going to happen. Like there's not like, there's no fine line of like stopping it. It's just like, how can we, like, not fix it, but how can we start counteracting it and get back into like where we feel is important.
Yeah. And I think too, like sharing like what you've done with your teammates or friends or coworkers or family members, like that has helped you when you feel that way, can be really important. Like not only spreading communication and awareness that, you know, you are experiencing burnout in the moment and you're struggling, but increasing that awareness of the things that have helped you that can maybe help other people. So communicate about like, hey, I was kind of feeling stuck and burnt out and this that I did has helped me. Like maybe it can help you guys if you ever start to feel that in the future.
Yeah. So what helped you?
Like I said before, like kind of that visualization helped, but I did a lot of yoga and I like, it's sometimes hard for me to start yoga because I'm like cold or something. And it's like, it's not a high intense workout. So it's, you know, you're not like feeling that like runner's high or anything like that. So it's sometimes
hard. Felt that.
It's sometimes hard for me to feel like I don't want to start. I'm like, but then when I'm in it and after it, like I just feel so good and I feel connected again. I feel reset. I concentrated on my breathing. And I can also think more clearly. Like I think sometimes when I haven't done yoga in a while, I'm like stressed and I'm overthinking. And then once I do yoga, I can kind of reconnect and be like, okay, maybe what I was worrying about wasn't so important. And maybe it's okay to ask for a day off of work, or maybe it's okay for those things. So I think yoga was something that really helped me that I'm glad my trainer Kara pushed me to do during my second rehab a lot. So because there's times when I just felt like I don't want to do this today. And I think a big thing too is like not forcing yourself to do things all the time. Like sometimes I just skipped rehab. Not often, honestly. Yeah. But there was times where I'm like, you know what? Screw it. And it felt good. It felt good to just say like, I'm doing something for me.
Yeah. And I think it's really important to like recognize what corners you can cut. Like, obviously some days like you can't miss work if you don't have days off, whatever. But like, think about like little corners maybe you can cut, or like maybe you have that hour lunch, like go treat yourself, like whatever it may be, like finding those corners that you can cut and just focusing on that positive thing that day and then going from there.
Yeah. No, because I think, and then we haven't really talked about too like burnout, like from coaches or staff, because that can be mentally exhausting. Have you ever experienced that? Like where coaches were constantly like on you to be like always on, or like have that really like high standard and pressure on you?
Yeah, so I feel like I put most of that pressure on myself just because, like, I feel like everyone just expected me to be perfect and to always get the best score on the test and always be the best leader and score all these goals, whatever. So I feel like I think the coaches and our teammates also put pressure on me to do so. So I think I definitely felt a little burnout about just always feeling like this pressure to be the best. And I don't know. Just feel like you can never have an off day.
Right.
I guess that was like the biggest part of it.
How did you deal with that?
I guess I just like focused on getting into practice. Because once I was in the zone, I was in the zone. Like once I started a game, I started a game and I was good. So I think just focusing on like, I love soccer so much. I love my team so much. I love being here so much. And it is a privilege to have those expectations. Like there's people who are injured. There's people who aren't playing. Like just be grateful for where you are, do the best that you can, and just kind of take it day by day, I guess.
Yeah, no. I definitely think that's good advice for people who may have that high pressure on them or have that like standard that they need to always perform and always be on.
Yeah.
But yeah, burnout is real, folks. And take care of yourselves. But do you have any like last closing remarks or advice for anybody?
Just as always, like listen to yourself, trust yourself, seek out help. There's so many resources around you. Lean on yourself. Lean on others, but also lean on yourself. Like, you're stronger than you think. And as always, DM us with questions. Follow us on IG.
Recently.retired. She's so over my singing, so that's why I'm doing it.
It's out of control, and I don't know why we're allowing that.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, everybody, and we will see you next week when we talk about post-grad feels. So anybody who is heading into post-graduation, is a senior now, or even high school, college, or starting life, or just wants to feel better prepared for post-grad and what that looks like, we are going to talk about it.
See you there.
Bye.